this is the Virtual Business Show. In today's show, I want to talk about warranties. We buy and sell goods and services throughout the year, but especially at Christmas time, Boxing Day sales, Black Friday sales, and end of financial year runouts. Warranties apply to all goods and services sold in Australia, and in addition to manufacturer's warranties, store warranties, and express warranties, there are a set of overarching consumer guarantees that protect consumers of goods and services in Australia. One of the most common complaints to the Office of Fair Trade in Queensland is retailers refusing to honour warranties on faulty electronics. Apparently, some retailers had wrongly told buyers the manufacturer was responsible for the warranty, and if the purchaser was regional or the manufacturer overseas, chances of a resolution were slim. In the past, the Federal Court of Australia has issued hefty fines to Harvey Norman franchisees who made false or misleading representations about consumer guarantee rights. In one case, the consumer was told that the business had no obligation to provide a remedy while the relevant product was still covered by the manufacturer's warranty. In another case, that it had no obligation to provide the consumer with a choice of remedy if the relevant product was supplied more than 3 months ago. In a third case, the business misrepresented that the consumer would have to pay a postage and handling fee before the relevant product could be returned from the manufacturer. And in a fourth case, the business made the representation that it had no obligation to provide remedies for damaged goods unless it had been notified within a short specified period, such as 14 days. All of these representations were made verbally by sales staff and all resulted in fines being imposed on the businesses. It's important then to know what your rights are as a purchaser and what your obligations are as a retailer. As a consumer, you have a set of legal rights called consumer guarantees. There are 9 different types of consumer guarantees that apply to goods and a further 3 that apply to services. Basically, they say the goods must be of acceptable quality, match their description and be fit for their normal purpose, match samples or demonstration models, and have no pre-existing debt. Services must be performed with due care and skill, are fit for purpose, and completed within a reasonable time. You can find more information about what sorts of consumer guarantees apply to goods and services at the links that I'll include on the podcast page. As a consumer, if you have a problem with a good or service, the type of remedy is going to depend on whether the problem is classed as minor or major. And definitions of major problems are listed on the Fair Trading website, and I'll include that link. The point to note, though, is if the problem is major, the consumer has the right to choose the remedy, not the business. In the case of goods with major problems, examples of remedies might be asking for a refund, asking for an identical replacement or one of similar value if it's available. You could ask for a repair of the item or keep the goods and seek compensation for the drop in value caused by the problem. For minor problems, the business is entitled to either refund, replace, or repair, and that choice is theirs. Refunds aren't always automatic, so if you change your mind, pick the wrong size, or decide you don't like the colour, the business doesn't have to give you a refund under these circumstances. But if a consumer guarantee isn't met, you're always entitled to a refund if the issue is major. Despite what a business might tell you, you can insist on a refund if a consumer guarantee entitles you to one. If the business changes hands, the new owner isn't liable to provide a refund if they were not responsible for the original sale. However, retailers have certain obligations under the consumer guarantee rules. The trader you bought the goods from must help you resolve the problem, either by arranging an exchange, refund, or other deal with the manufacturer on your behalf. They can't tell you just go to the manufacturer yourself. Whilst you are generally responsible for returning the goods if it can be easily returned, you are entitled to recover your costs. And if the product is too large, heavy, or difficult to remove, the business is responsible for paying shipping costs or collecting the item, and you do not have to return goods in the original packaging. Now, we've all seen the signage in different stores that there's no refund. It is illegal in Queensland for retailers to display no refund signage. Similarly, they shouldn't make statements such as no refund on sale items, no refunds after 7 days, exchange, repair, or credit only, and no returns on swimwear. There are recommended signs available on the Fair Trading website for businesses selling goods as well as those providing services, and I'll include the link. Suppliers and manufacturers can also make extra promises about goods, and these are known as express warranties. They are over and above the legal rights consumers have under consumer guarantees, and they do not replace them. The express warranty can be verbal or in writing. A manufacturer's warranty is a warranty against defects in the manufacturing of a good. These warranties simply state what the manufacturer will do in the event of a defect within a certain period of time. These warranties must be in writing. And again, these types of warranties are on top of your protections under consumer guarantees and cannot exclude them. So what about extended warranties? Well, these are warranties offered by the retailer for a fee, extending the manufacturer's warranty beyond the standard term. If you're considering purchasing an extended warranty, the Office of Fair Trading recommends ensuring that the additional cost is worth the expected benefit. Your legal rights under the consumer guarantee laws may protect you, for example, against, say, a $3,000 flat screen TV failing within 18 months because it failed to meet the acceptable quality condition, and your extended warranty purchase would never even factor in. So make sure that you're not paying for something that is already your legal right. If you have an issue with an item and you've tried to discuss it with the business providing the goods or services to you and you're not happy with the response, you can make a complaint to the Office of Fair Trading using the complaint form on their site. And I'll include a link which explains the process. It's really important that as a consumer and a retailer, you're across what the legal rights and obligations are so that you save yourself a lot of trouble and some potential fines down the track. I'm Lynn Prowse-Bishop. Thanks so much for listening.